Oh, what's that I hear? Another episode of Geek to English. There's the theme music. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and geeks of all ages, welcome to Geek to English, episode number 6. This one is actually going to be about torrent downloading and all kinds of other stuff that's out there to download software, programs, music, whatsoever. Now, this episode itself is brought to you by, as you noticed on the website, there's a new link called HireLance. HireLance is going to be one of the new things that are out there. Swing by there, take a look. If you're a pro, you're a freelancer, whatever. Okay? So go take a look at that. Tell us what you think. It's done by Randy. So, without any further ado, let's get on with the show. Now, I've always had this little hinkling about what could possibly be out there to download torrents and everything else. If you ended up listening to episode 1, I have ended up telling you that I've been given a challenge. And I'm going to leave it at that. You already know what the challenge is about if you've been listening from the beginning. I ended up mentioning that I was using, in episode 1 and 2, a couple of different torrent programs for the Android operating system on my tablet. And I'm actually going to talk about, you know, torrents and file sharing software and all the rest of it for the Android OS. Now, very much like a desktop computer or a laptop or a PC or a Mac or whatever you want to say or whatever you're using, every computer out there has file sharing software, file trading software, torrent downloaders, yada, 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 yada. Okay? And everybody wants to try to figure out how they can maximize what's going on with their torrents. Now, a word of caution before we continue on. If your Android device is a smartphone, for example, let's see, the HTC Dream Desire G1 whatsoever, okay? Do not use your phone for this unless it has a Wi-Fi connection. Nothing should be done over the 3G network. It is too expensive. One example I will give you, I will leave names out of it. I was working for a cellular company that's in the US. I had a customer that called in and wanted to have me explain their bill to them. Well, it turns out that their bill was over $250,000. That's right. You heard correct. $250,000. What ended up happening was this person's kid thought he'd be smart and tether his computer to his phone and decided to download the Lord of the Rings trilogy Collector's Edition, Director's Cut, 3.5 hours per film, okay? Not just one movie, but all three. Not just once, but three times, okay? Mind you, this was before unlimited data usage, but even still, you really have to watch what's going on. So, this is not meant for the 3G network. I don't care if you have what's called a supposed unlimited data plan, because I'm finding out that not every cell company in the US that says that it has an unlimited data package is truly an unlimited data package. It's actually limited to, I think it's something like in some cases 5 gigs, which to me is just highway robbery, but either way. Now, some of the torrent clients I've used are ABCT, TTorrent, and a few other ones. I am going to go through 3 different torrent clients right now that I have used And I'm going to tell you which one I prefer. All right. Now, all the torrents that I have downloaded, they are completely legal. I will not tell you where you can go to download movies. I will not tell you where you can go to download music or pirate movies or, the latest DVD screener that ended up coming out for, the newest movies or whatever. So don't even get your hopes up for that because I don't want to be sued. I don't need to be charged, nothing, okay? The torrents I've used to test this out are Ubuntu. That's right, you heard me. I downloaded a distribution of Linux on my tablet, which ironically was really quick. Much, much quicker than I thought would be possible. Okay? Now, the first torrent client I used was ABTC, and it's one of my other favorite BitTorrent clients for Android. It supports Android OS 1.6 and above, and it's loaded with features which a BitTorrent client must have. It's featured with DHT downloading while sleeping, all built-in app searches, and all the rest of it. Now, to be honest, you have to watch what torrent you're downloading because, well, it depends on how many seeders you have and how many peers you have and how many people are leeching it and all the rest of it. That's why I decided I'd use Ubuntu. Okay. I ended up using Ubuntu 9.04. And anyway, with that said, I ended up having some pretty good luck with this one. The built-in torrent search actually takes you to a different website that a lot of people use for just about everything, and we'll just leave it at that. I'm not giving you any hints. I personally don't like the search engine that it ends up going to, or the torrent aggregator, whatever you want to call it. Just simply because for this purpose, it does give you access to certain things you're not supposed to be able to have access to. So, anyway, with that being said, it's actually a half decent application. I didn't like the way it ended up doing some things. I mean, the only reason why I really liked it is because it had a built-in search engine. That's it. Which I will have to admit, it worked quite well. But even still, it didn't connect to as many people as it should have, in my opinion. It should have been able to connect to pretty much all of them that are hooked up and seeding that torrent. I think I was able to connect to maybe 12, 13 people that had, the Ubuntu 9.04 desktop DVD image. Other than that, it wouldn't connect to any more. I tried going through the settings and it maxes out at 12 connections. Now, it could have been the version that I was using, and it could have been just the fact that it wouldn't allow me to connect to any more. I don't know. But it's not a bad one. It's actually a half decent, robust torrent client. So now we're going to be moving on. Next one is AndTorrent. When AndTorrent was launched, there were a few bugs which repelled users, but now the bug fixes are out there. They've all been fixed up, and now you can enjoy AndTorrent in a user-friendly way. It's not where you have to be one of the non-squeamish to jump in there and try to use it. Apart from just searching and downloading torrents, you can also organize the file priority and queuing of files. Only thing which can be impressive in this is downloading speed, which I found a bit slow as well. That really kind of kicked it out for me. it ended up having a slower download than what ABTC had. Otherwise, it was actually really half decent. You were able to, like I said, change downloading priority from one to another. And again, it ended up maxing out at connecting to 12 peers and 12 12 cedars and so on and so on. So I guess the magic number for those two is, 12. I'm not sure. But that's all I was able to do. And again, that was with Ubuntu 9.04 desktop DVD images. It does have a nice user interface. It's nice and easy to use. It's nice and easy to play with. And say, for example, if you decided that you didn't want to use the built-in search engine and you wanted to go to, geez, I don't know, we'll use Linux torrents, for example. You go there, you find your preferred image that you want to try out or whatever. And you were able to download the ISO that you wanted. You were also able to not just download it, but have it open up in AndTorrent. It was one of my preferred ones, but I've ended up finding some other ones that I like. But anyway, again, it maxed out at 12 connections and it was really slow. So, yeah. I didn't really care for it too much anymore after I ended up finding some other ones that I do like. Now the other one is Transdroid, or Transroid. Okay, sorry. Transroid is another open source BitTorrent client which supports uTorrent, Views, Transmissions, rTorrent, and a whole bunch more. Thus, you can check out any of your favorite ones, apart from searching torrents with built-in search features, managing your URLs, and you can also add your favorite websites to download the stuff, wherever you want it from in the future. It's actually half decent. It had a really, really snappy connection. I think on my Wi-Fi, I maxed out at something like almost 5 megabits a second. It was just insane. There was almost no limit to how many cedars, how many peers you could connect to or whatever. I was basically limited to my DSL connection. That's right, I use DSL. I don't use cable. Not a chance. But anyway, now again, it was really decent. I really liked it. A lot of people don't realize what you can and can't do with torrents and how limiting they can be. And some people say it's, limited by your ISP. And you know what? This one actually gets around all those barriers and that, and you're actually able to do a lot more with it. But like I said, I really like Transroid. Now, the other one I like is tTorrent. It's kind of like uTorrent on steroids for the Android. tTorrent is a basic but very advanced torrent downloader. You don't have to use any specific set URL to download from. You can go to as many different ones as you want, which is actually really, really cool. You can download your torrent file from your preferred torrent website. You can end up putting in the URL where the torrent file is without having to download the torrent file. You're not limited to the amount of peers or cedars that you can connect to. It's really, really, really quick. Again, this is another one that I maxed out at 5 megabits because, well, I guess that was a speed that I could only reach from my, from my internet connection. But with that being said, those two are my preferred ones to use. You can use whichever ones you want, but like I said, I like Transroid and I like tTorrent. I mean, there's also, BitTorrent, AndTorrent. There's a bunch of other ones that'll end up taking you to pirate websites, stuff like that. I've also been looking for different file sharing programs for the Android OS that take care of, their connection to the Nutella network. For those that don't know what the Nutella network is, Nutella was the same thing that was used by LimeWire, FrostWire, LemonWire. What else was there? There was, oh geez, there's a bunch of different clients for that network, okay? It was basically developed by some hacker at AOL who had ended up releasing it. It ended up going out into the wild for about half an hour, and then it caught on like wildfire, and now there's all kinds of servers that are set up for it for peer-to-peer file sharing. Now, I will warn you in advance, this will give you access to illegal downloads, so use it at your discretion. Me personally, I ended up looking up some, music artists like Alice Cooper, who stands there and says, "Yeah, go ahead, download my stuff. I don't care." And I ended up downloading, "Feed My Frankenstein," and a few other ones. Now, this one program I found that takes care of the Nutella network is actually Droid G. Okay, you can download music from there all you want. There's no problems. It doesn't limit you to who you can download, what band you can download, what song you can download. Like, I don't know, pretty much any other torrent client that's out there. Well, not just any other torrent client, but any other file sharing client that's out there. This one doesn't limit you. I mean, you can download whatever you want from the Nutella network. Again, I'm not encouraging piracy. If you are going to download music and try to get free music and all the rest of that stuff, make sure you check out what artist it is that you're downloading first, and then download that artist if you like that artist. If not, go and buy the song. There's all kinds of different songs that are out there that you or different brands and different websites that you can go to. One I can think of is Fixt, Fixt.com. I have bands like Cell Dweller. There's also Growling Machine and so on and so forth that, are out there to do what you want to listen to or might want to listen to or whichever. And it's actually a very, very snappy connection. Again, it's like any other Nutella client, but this one doesn't limit you to what you can and can't do, okay? So that's Droid G. Just look it up on the App Store or do a Google search for it or, use your preferred search engine. I don't care if it's Yahoo or Excite, if Excite's even still around. Yeah, Excite's still around. But yeah. Heck, you could even use Dogpile and have Dogpile do a search. I think it's about 30 different search engines now to see if they could find it. Now, another program I'm using, I've used a few different weird and wonderful FTP programs. FTP stands for File Transmission Protocol, that are normally hooked up to servers. Now, I use FTP clients for uploading websites that I'm working on that I have worked on. What else? I use it for downloading drivers if I'm working on a computer and I can't find the drivers, so on and so forth. With that being said, one FTP program I ended up using I didn't like, and I won't even mention it. It was that bad of a program. But one that I do like is called Droid FTP. It's very user friendly. It is definitely for and well, it's for the squeamish and the non-squeamish. It supports secure connections. So for those of you that are geeky enough, you can use SSL certs or secure socket layer certs, which is your HTTPS when you end up going and connecting up to, I don't know, Hotmail or whichever. It allows you to do everything that you can do on your desktop, your laptop for FTPing. You can create directories, use specific user accounts, delete directories, name it. You can do it with Droid FTP. I mean, the only thing you can't do is, I don't know, download a torrent, but you can do everything else with it. So that, like I said, is my preferred FTP client, which is Droid FTP. All right. Next week, I will be talking about different browser options and all the rest of it. But I am going to be going to some emails. Yes, we get emails. Some of the questions I've ended up getting are, well, this one here from Shiny Smile. Shiny Smile asks, how come if I have my own business, why am I looking for support for the show? Well, that's where it gets a little tricky. Without anybody showing me some kind of love on the web, well, not on the web, but some kind of love for the show, I can't go out and find sponsors for it. That's why I have ended up making a cafe press store, which is cafepress.com/G2E. That's where you can go out and end up buying, a sweater, or if you wanted to play a joke on somebody, buy them a thong with the little Geek to English and all the rest of it logo on there. That way, I can have something to go off of to ensure that people are actually listening and are actually willing to help support the podcast. Now, that is one way you can show your support. Another way you can show your support for the site and for the podcast is to leave comments. Not just going to my corporate website, which is yoursystems.info or yoursystemsinfo.cz.cc, and leaving me a message on there or sending me an email from there, whichever. I would actually prefer you to leave a message or comments on the podcast website, gte.podbean.com, and leave your comments there, or go on over to the cafe press store and pick something up and send me some pictures if you wanted of you wearing the stuff. If you want, you go out, you end up buying a t-shirt, you buy a hat, you buy a messenger bag, a water bottle, whatever. Send me your picture. I'll throw it up on the website. That simple. I mean, you can't get any better than that. So, I mean, at least that way you also have the ability to stand there and say, "Hey, I own part of the show." Another question I've ended up being asked is about war driving applications. All I'm going to say is listen to future shows. And I'm not saying who that one came from. He knows who he is, and he's been bugging me about it, and I'm not going to entertain it on here yet. Oh. Another question was from DarkLord73. That's right, I forgot about this guy. DarkLord73 was asking me about where or how to use OpenStreetMaps to run Osmand or OSMAND or OSMAND on the tablets. Best thing I could suggest is to go through the user information and also through the forums, because there's a bunch of different ways you can end up using the maps, and it will be very accurate as long as people are updating for your area. So that's the best thing I could suggest, because when you go to the OpenStreetMaps website, you have the ability to highlight a specific area, and you can export it as an XML, a PNG file, so on, so on, so on. Again, I would really strongly suggest that you go through the Osmand user forums and the Osmand help forums, because that would help out a lot more with Osmand and also with the Osmand community. Okay, now if you can hear that, that means that's the end of the show. So again, this podcast has been brought to you by Hirelance. It's www.hirelance.cz.cc. Go over there, check them out. It's actually not a bad site. If you're looking to be a freelancer, if you're looking to have some work done for you as a project, whichever, it's actually a half-decent website. Go check it out. That's hirelance.cz.cc. And with that said, I'll just let the music play us out. And you guys take it easy, and I will see you in the next episode of Geek to English.